The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel has deployed healthcare workers to the village of Shagaluk, where Alaska State Troopers are investigating two deaths. Dan Winkleman is the president and CEO of YKHC and a Shagaluk tribal member.
What we did is we put together a crisis response team that is en route to Shagaluk right now. And we have two master's level behavioral health clinicians that are on their way there.
KTUU cites a report from the principal of the Shagaluk school saying a young man killed his parents yesterday, and residents in the village had to tie the suspect to a chair at the city building until troopers arrived late this morning. Winkleman says he spent a lot of today speaking with tribal leaders who were shaken up after the incident and outraged about the slow response of law enforcement.
They all feel that more should have been done in regarding the troopers' response. Since the suspect was loose for a period of time last night, and it's incredibly frightening for everyone there in Shagaluk.
Shagaluk, a village of 83 people about 315 miles west of Anchorage, has no police or medical personnel presence. Troopers spokeswoman Megan Peters couldn't immediately confirm the deaths or other details until troopers investigated.